stocks haven't exactly been bid since the Fed decision, but the fact that they have been so well supported in light of the Fed's hawkish tone is impressive. Perhaps investors are hanging on to the fact that nothing has really changed just yet. Rates did, after all, remain on hold, and the Fed has a track record of forward misguidance when it comes to talking hawkish. Or perhaps it's the latest Apple earnings, which pulled off a magic trick, beating Wall Street estimates in the middle of a supply crunch. We still feel the balance of risk favors additional downside given all of the evidence. And when looking over to the world of currencies, we're definitely getting that message, with the dollar continuing to extend its run into the end of the week. As far as today goes, the market will keep an eye on that geopolitical tension around Russia and the Ukraine, be mindful of any headlines out of China, and keep monitoring updates relating to coronavirus. Key standouts on today's economic calendar come from German GDP, Eurozone confidence and sentiment reads, U.S. personal income and spending, U.S. core PCE, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.